At the end of August, a 19-year-old motorcyclist, Harry Dunn, was killed in a collision with a car in Northamptonshire. The car was driven by Anne Sekulis, the wife of a US diplomat. Harry Dunn's parents, Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn, want Anne Sekulis to be questioned by police. She claimed diplomatic immunity. At the White House yesterday, President Trump invited Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn to meet him. And then things took an unexpected turn. There have been developments. Reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Eddie, President Trump likes to think he's a world-class mediator. This Indian leader, who, after all, has stunned the Indians and the Pakistanis recently by suggesting that he might have the chops to resolve their disagreements over the disputed territory of Kashmir. And those disagreements date back all the way to 1947. So it should perhaps not have been a surprise that he thinks he can also broker tranquility in the relationship between Harry Dunn's parents and the woman accused of killing their 19-year-old son in that Northamptonshire car accident. She then, of course, used the cloak of diplomatic immunity to flee the UK. When Harry's parents, Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn, got the sudden invitation to visit the White House yesterday, they had no idea they would be meeting the president, nor any idea that he had a surprise for them.
The bombshell was dropped not soon after we walked in the room that Anne Sekulis was in the building. And was willing to meet with us.
Not just in the building. Anne Sekulis, the woman accused of killing Harry Dunn, was in the room next door. Press photographers were even standing by to snap pictures of the encounter. With what must have been astonishing self-control, the Dunns told the president, thanks, but no thanks.
We weren't ready to meet it. We felt a bit rushed and I don't think it would have gone too well.
We made it very clear that, as we've said all along, we will meet with her and we are still willing to see her. We would still love to meet with her, but it has to be on our terms and on UK soil. She needs to come back and face the justice system.
But the US government has decided that Mrs. Sekulis will not be coming back to the UK to answer police questions or face justice. We know that because during the White House meeting yesterday, President Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien broke the news to the Dunns that she definitely won't be returning. Even though, as Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has claimed, she is no longer entitled to diplomatic immunity.
The grieving parents of Harry Dunn revealing the news as they left the White House in tears.
President Trump's extraordinary intervention yesterday has propelled the story to the front pages here. U.S. television networks like CBS had not given the Harry Dunn story vast amounts of coverage until now.
Parents of a young British man killed in a traffic accident caused by an American woman explain why they felt ambushed.
The Dunns were special studio guests at breakfast time on the CBS This Morning program.
He offered his condolences. He seemed warm, which was nice.
Yeah.
But it didn't take long for him to then drop into the conversation that Anne Sekulis was in the building.
We had discussed it on the train going to Washington that we thought different scenarios that might have happened, and we did discuss it might be the president, and we did discuss that maybe Anne would be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sort of pre-thinking it, but it was still quite a, you know, it took your breath away.
At the White House, within the past hour, the breathtaking president gave his version of events.
My meeting with the family was it was beautiful in a certain way.
He again defended Anne Sekulis, saying she'd been driving on the wrong side of the road, an easy mistake, he insisted, for Americans in Britain to make. And he seemed to pin the blame for yesterday's embarrassment at the White House on everyone but himself.
I offered to bring the person in question in, and they weren't ready for it. But I did offer. I spoke with Boris, he asked me if I do that, and I did it. Unfortunately, they wanted to meet with her, and unfortunately, when we had everybody together, they decided not to meet. Perhaps they had lawyers involved by that time. I don't know exactly. I know the people were lovely, they were very nice, and they were, you know, desperately sad.
The Dunn's lawyer says the president's roll of the dice was a gargantuan miscalculation. It leaves Harry Dunn's parents now heading back to Britain empty-handed. It leaves the police and the Crown Prosecution Service having to decide whether to charge Anne Sekulis in absentia and then seek her extradition from the United States, a process that could take years. It leaves the British government with an ongoing diplomatic problem to navigate. investigate, and it leaves Anne Sakoulis at risk of arrest any time she chooses to set foot in Europe. Above all, Eddie, it leaves the special relationship between Washington and London once again feeling just a bit grubby and not so special after all.
Simon Marks, our US correspondent.